now, the rest of the story. It was an acquaintance who arrived at Mike Sloan's door that fateful evening and called his name, but Mike would not answer ever again. The man walked inside to investigate and then gasped in astonishment at what he saw. I'm going to put this as delicately as possible because bathroom facilities are involved, but the acquaintance found Mike Sloan sitting naked on the commode. Mike's unclothed body was just sitting there upright, his eyes wide open, his face frozen in a mask of grotesque amazement, and he was dead. He was stone-cold dead, with a solitary slender wire clenched in his teeth. Nobody disturbed anything until authorities arrived. County Coroner Frank Barron just shook his head. He knew what it looked like, but he still couldn't believe it. And, of course, the results of the post-mortem examination revealed the rest of the story. Mike Sloan was 28 when he died. He had only one immediate problem, that was the neighbors. They complained about this and that, but mainly about Mike's television. He was playing it too loudly, he was playing it too late. At least that's what the neighbors said. So Mike Sloan rigged up a device to keep the peace, a set of earphones connected by wire to his television, which permitted him to listen with the main speaker turned off. Mike's 13-inch television was only a few feet from his bathroom commode, and so he would listen to TV through earphones sitting there on the facilities while disturbing no one else. But one night early this year, something went wrong with Mike's headset. It was sometime before 9:30 p.m. Apparently the sound went out. The coroner later surmised that the sound went out because it seemed that Mike was in the process of repairing the difficulty. He was holding the earphone wire in his teeth while fiddling with one of the earpieces. He was trying to repair his headset when he accidentally bit down on the wire. At the same time, he leaned back on the metal flush lever of the commode, and as a result, Mike Sloan was instantly electrocuted. And he was found still sitting on the bathroom facilities with the deadly wire still in his mouth. Officially, the coroner's report reads, accidental death. But was it? Or was it an execution by the unseen hand of Lady Justice? Because, you see, the neighbors Mike Sloan sought not to offend, those who had complained about his television being played too loud, were fellow prisoners, fellow inmates at the State Correctional Institution, Columbia, South Carolina. That's where Mike was serving a life sentence for the rape and brutal murder of a 24-year-old woman. Now, Mike had been sentenced to death. He had been sentenced to die in the electric chair. But through legal maneuvering, he had won a reprieve, and then a hearing, then an appeal, and then a new trial. The earlier conviction was upheld, but the sentence was altered. Instead of death, he was sentenced to life in prison. So if you're just reading the trial transcripts, and if you're just reading the legal records of what I've just related, you might conclude that Mike Sloan beat the chair. Of course, you know he did not, because now you know the rest of the story.